Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is season 1, episode 13. Oh my god, you guys, it's been such a while since I said those words, and I'm so sorry for that. I know I have not been uploading regularly. Oh my god, I can't even speak, but I know that I have not been uploading, and I feel so bad for that. I think it's because since school ended, I just wanted to take a break from everything and just like relax and focus and, you know, like actually have fun. But I do regret not, you know, being there for you guys. So please forgive me, but school's starting again and I don't want to go. But education is very important, so please take it seriously and graduate, you feel me? You're going to get to know me a bit better with this story, and I hope you guys enjoy it. You can relate to all my hijabis out there or just any other women that really want to, you know, wear the hijab or anything like that. So I know that maybe this will inspire you. I hope so. So we'll see. Anyways, without further ado, let's get talking about it. This is the story of me wearing the hijab and just basically my journey through it all. So I hope this can motivate somebody out there to start wearing the hijab that doesn't wear it, or even to those that do wear the hijab, but like, you know, they're not wearing it properly. No hate to anyone or anything, because everyone's trying at the end of the day and everything is, you know, Allah sees it all. So inshallah we all get there and just perfect our little duty that we have to do. But yeah, so hopefully this inspires you guys or motivates anyone, even men out there. Hopefully this story inspires you. I'm not saying that my story is like so deep, it's really not, but like, you know, in some way I just want to motivate you guys and inspire you. So I hope, I don't know, I hope that happens. I've always wanted to wear the hijab, not just during Ramadan or like when we're praying in the masjid or just even at home and we have the scarf on our head and we just take it off when we're done praying. Not just for that, I've always wanted to wear it for its purpose. So the one thing that always stopped me from doing that was the racist comments that we receive, or just like the community around me, because there's a lot of white people or just like even racist people and just Trump supporters around us. So that would always just like stop me from wearing it, because people would see me or think of me as a threat, and I didn't like that one bit, because I was always confused as to what did I do wrong and what's like my fault in this whole situation. So to all those people out there that really portray Muslims as like a bad thing, you should be ashamed of yourself, because first of all, Muslims aren't perfect, but Islam is. And just like you putting the image for all those people and representing just one person exactly is not a good look on everybody else, because then everybody else just starts to think, oh, Muslims are like a threat, they're bombers, they're this and that. Like, I hate how that happens. And like, even in regularly, like, even if you're not like Osama bin Laden, obviously, and you're just like a regular person, like say you're a girl that's Muslim and you literally do the most haram crap out there, like you smoke, you vape, you do weed, you hang out with guys, you do this and that, and then your friends are thinking, oh my god, this is what other Muslims are doing, or like this is what they do on a regular basis, that's not a good look on us. So please, for your own sake, for your family's sake, stop doing all these things, because obviously it's not a good look and it's not going to help you in any way, not in the Ahirah for sure. And this dunya is just like ruining you. So just wake up and realize how little time we have left, and not every single thing that we do is going to be, you know, helpful to us in the end, I guess. There were times when I would have the scarf on my head, but I wouldn't take it seriously, just like my cousins didn't. So in a way, I do wish that my older cousins that were smarter, more mature, they would have like shown us the beauty of wearing the hijab and just the deen overall. So I'm the oldest in my family, so sometimes I did wish that I had an older sister to just like talk to, or just her teaching me all these things that I like had to grow up without literally having someone teach me them and just like learn on my own, you know. So I did wish that I had an older sister, but alhamdulillah always, because I do have a younger sister that's like 9 years old. So I'm an older sister to 3 amazing siblings, even though they can be annoying. But so now I have the power to teach my 9-year-old sister about the deen and Islam overall, and I'm really grateful for that, because if I was an older sister, I don't know how or what I guess she would do, because I had to like grow up on my own. There was literally nobody else there for me, I guess. And it's really hard growing up in a Pakistani, Punjabi, Desi household, whatever. It's, like, really frustrating and toxic, obviously. I know all my Desis can relate to this. Even if you're not Pakistani, you know. Even Muslims out there that are not Desi, you can relate. Anyways, so, you know, if my sister ever needs help with anything, I can remind her that I'm here the same way I would have wanted someone to say to me. So I know you're probably also thinking, like, what about your mom? She's a woman. She could have helped you or, like, talk about this. Well, you see, recently, my relationship with my mom has gotten better, alhamdulillah. But way back then, we really never really had a relationship like that, I guess. We wouldn't really talk like we do now. And I wouldn't share many things with her because, I don't know, it's always weird with, like, Pakistani moms, I guess. And to those people that have, like, great moms or mothers or whatever that talk to you and, you know, you're, like, best friends with them, I actually kind of envy you for that because I never had that growing up and I do wish that I did. But now for my future kids, whenever Allah blesses me with them, I can change that. Like, I can break all these cultural norms that are just like, oh, you can't talk to your mom or dad about mental health or this and that. You can't talk to them about guys, relationship problems. You know, I don't want that to happen to my kids. So obviously, I'm going to change that for them. And, you know, I'm not saying that my parents didn't do a good job when bringing me up. Obviously, they did. It's just that I wish they could have done more in a way. But I'm always grateful for whatever they did because they did a huge sacrifice and I appreciate them every single day for that. And I know how hard it has been, obviously, growing up in this community or just, like, living in the U.S. with, like, you know, all these racist comments ever since September attacks and everything like that. So I do admire them for that. So obviously, thank your parents always and appreciate them because not everybody has a chance to see their parents or just talk to them or anything like that, you know. So be grateful for those little moments. Another thing, in no way am I going to be a perfect parent, let's face it. No one is ever a perfect Muslim, a perfect person, or even a perfect parent. There's, like, little flaws that we all have, and we can't even perfect anything, obviously, because it's so hard to do. There's always something that's going to go wrong, or something that people will say, oh, it's not supposed to be like this or that. So I'm just, you know, gonna try filling in the spaces that my parents forgot to fill in. So I'll do my best, like how every parent does. I feel like if we grew up with more religious beliefs, or like our parents were more strict on us with the religion and just like Islam overall, it would have helped us with like so many things. But obviously, everything happens for a reason, and we're exactly where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. So I always say alhamdulillah always, and I'm just grateful that, you know, I realized that now is the time to wear the hijab, and like, this is my duty, and this is like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me to do. And I just feel beautiful when I wear the hijab, you know. I feel like I'm carrying a part of me and a part of my religion with me, where everywhere I go, everybody sees it, and it just makes me really happy and just like so, I don't know, wholesome, warm inside, I guess. And yeah, I know that I have the ayah on my head, a crown on my head, basically. So I'm really grateful that I got to be chosen to wear the hijab. I live in the US, and obviously there's a lot of Trump supporters and just like, I don't know, a lot of racist people. So wearing the hijab in the US hasn't really been easy, and I feel like anywhere else, like the UK, especially France, it's never easy there for any of my Muslim sisters out there. I know how hard it is wearing it in this heat and just like wearing it in front of all these racist people, and then they're just looking at you with that disgusting eye and they're like, oh my god, ew, here comes a Muslim woman wearing the headscarf. Like, bro, what are we doing to you? What is that piece of fabric doing to you? Literally nothing. Like, it makes me mad what Osama bin Laden did. Like, bro, if we could have traveled back to time, I would have binge slapped him in his face. Okay, sorry, that was off topic, that's my bad. Let's continue. So many racist remarks have been said against me, but I really never let the hate bring me down in a way. And I feel like many young women out there feel like they want to wear the hijab, but because of like the backlash that they're gonna get, or like how people are just gonna be racist to them, they won't feel pretty, or like, I don't know, they just feel like the hijab isn't gonna look good on them. My girl, my sister, you're beautiful either way, but obviously so much more prettier with the hijab, or like the symbol of modesty, the symbol of fierceness, and Islam on your head. It's like the best feeling ever, getting assalamu alaikum from fellow hijabi sisters or like even brothers out there. Because when I wear the hijab in public, obviously, you know, the hijab is on you, the ayah of the Quran is on you, and there's a lot of Muslims and they look at you and they're like, oh, assalamu alaikum, or like, you know, they say and reach out to you and you feel so warm, like, look, that's my sister in Islam, she's saying assalamu alaikum to me, and we say wa alaikum assalam. And then there's a brother and he says assalamu alaikum, or how are you doing, or, you know, stuff like that, and you're like, oh, look, that's a brother in Islam and he knows I'm Muslim and he's Muslim. So it's like really, I don't know, just you get a recognition, you feel like a celebrity. So I mean, it's a good feeling. Wearing the hijab lets others know that you're a queen, because that scarf is your crown. And sometimes I do get sad for those who aren't wearing the crown on their head, but then I remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us Muslim women with this crown and not anyone else, I guess. So it's their loss for not wearing it. So don't be sad to those that are wearing the crown, but be sad for those that aren't wearing it. I'm just tumbling over my words over here. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, guys. If you were looking for a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or just like motivation to start wearing the hijab or wear it again, then this is it, okay? Wear that beautiful hijab, my sister. Wear that crown and own it. Own it proudly, okay? No one else is going to be able to take that crown but you. You, my Muslim sister in Islam, you're the only one that's going to have that crown on your head. Wear that beautiful ayah of the Quran on your head. Wear that piece of fabric that will bring you closer to Jannah, inshallah. Forget about what people would think. Do you really think that they will care about you wearing the hijab on Yawm al-Qiyamah, aka the Day of Judgment? No, they're not going to care about you wearing the hijab because it's in our religion. And to those that are not following Islam, that's their loss. Everyone is going to be worried about themselves only and how... Oh my God, imagine the regret you would feel if you didn't wear the hijab and that was the only thing that could take you to Jannah. Imagine. I literally always thought about that. I would always think that what if I did everything right my whole entire life, but just not wearing the hijab was the only thing that would not make me able to go to Jannah, you know, like that's the thing that would take me to Jahannam or something. Obviously, that's me, like, you know, exaggerating, but who knows? Allah knows best, because what if that could be the case? We don't know anything. I'm not that type of scholar that knows everything that's gonna happen, obviously, but, you know, that's like a really deep thought that I would think about, and that did make me take my decision of wearing the hijab. Protect your beauty, my beautiful sister. I know it's really hard and you just want to feel pretty all the time, but my beautiful sister, this is not how it works. Like, we're gonna be so much more beautiful in Jannah. This dunya is nothing compared to what life is gonna be like in Jannah. But do not risk your ahirah for just some stupid hairstyle with your hair out. Like, I know it's really hard of becoming a hijabi, like, trust me, I go through the struggle every single day, but I've never regretted my decision of wearing the hijab. Yes, there are some times that I feel like I would have looked so much better without the hijab on my head. Like, I could let my hair out and I would look so pretty. But that's not the case, because when I look at myself in the mirror, I know that this is the thing that I'm doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will take me to Jannah, inshallah. And I'm going to be free in Jannah. Like, I can do whatever I want, because Jannah is internal happiness and Jahannam, that's literally hell. So just imagine. Oh my God, it's crazy just thinking about all of this, and I really don't want you guys to risk Jannah for just this stupid world, okay? If you're thinking of wearing the hijab, please do it, because Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says the best of women fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not fear this temporary dunya, okay? And I'm telling you, barakah will literally come rushing to you. Imagine, I'm just telling you, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching, so happy that you chose to please him in a world that lost its haya. Also, wearing the hijab can be the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your shortcomings. Guys, this world isn't worth all of your beauty. It offers you nothing. Meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers you every single thing that you could possibly think of. So which path would you take? Would you take the Jannah path or would you take the Jahannam path? I'm pretty sure everybody has heard of the poem, The Road Not Taken. So imagine that you chose Jahannam and you took that road. So think about the road not taken, which was the Jannah road. How would you feel that you ended up in Jahannam? You ended up in hell and not heaven. Like, that's like, I would feel so regret, like instant regret. And on the Day of Judgment, let me just tell you, everything is going to be so scary. Alright, you guys, so this is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope I encourage you to start thinking about wearing the hijab, or just wear it again if you took it off. If you have any more questions or just you know, want to get some advice from me, then I suggest you contact me on Instagram. My username is _hijabi.diaries. Everything is lowercase. And if you guys want me to spell it out, go ahead and I will. So it's _ then lowercase hijabi.diaries. Every single thing is literally lowercase. So hope you guys can find me. And yes, I did change my logo. I don't know if you guys would notice that, but I changed it since the image did not belong to me, but this one does because it's me in the image. But I did not make it, my cousin did. Thank you so much, Apinisma. Thank you. I really appreciate that. But yeah, so if you guys really listened to the advice that I have and listened to my story and you enjoyed it, because I know that I did. So yeah, until next time, hudafis.